there's a significant number of folks that are still in poverty, despite the fact that they work and that these jobs just simply aren't quality enough to lift them out of poverty. And so we have to really evaluate whether the economy that we have and the jobs that it produces are really then leading to people having the means to provide for their families. And I think the data that we looked at, borrowing primarily from the census, I think suggests to us that when one in five people in Sonoma County live in a family that works and also live in poverty, I think that's a troubling, reality that says, you know, the labor market just isn't doing good enough for folks.
Did anything in this report particularly surprise you after you finished it?
Some of the differences by race and gender were jarring in the sense that we found that, for example, for women of color in Sonoma County, the median hourly wage was lower for women of color at every educational level. And so that means that if we compare women of color to men of color, white women, white men, and we hold constant education, so we're comparing apples to apples, and we're seeing folks with less than a high school degree, some college, AA, BA, or higher, what we were seeing at every educational rung, that women of color earned lower wages. And so when we think about how we can have a significant impact in making sure that we have a more equitable economy, one area is focusing on women and women of color, just to compare workers who have less than a high school degree. This is kind of the first rung on the education ladder. White men earned 1976. White women earned 2071. Men of color earned 1449. And women of color earned 1272.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me. Was there anything else that you wanted to add that I didn't ask?
One thing I do want to underscore, I think, would be around just how prevalent low-wage employment is currently and how prevalent it's going to be in our future. The types of jobs we're expecting down the road. By 2024, California Economic Development Department is projecting that by 2024, you know, almost three-quarters of jobs, two-thirds of three-quarters of jobs are going to be paying under $20 an hour in Sonoma County. And $20 an hour barely cuts it for anybody to pay for rent, to pay for transportation, just to pay for student loans. there's so many costs associated with living in Sonoma County that when we look at projected job growth and we see that what job market so many people are going to be facing, are most of those jobs are going to pay under $20 an hour. We're not creating an economy that is going to be conducive for families. It's not going to be conducive for the majority. It's not going to be good enough for the majority of people. And that we're leaving just a lot of people behind.